Many of the early escharotics, which are used even by physicians at that time to cure cancer, let me use that word again, cure, not treat, cure, we're talking in the 1800s, successfully cure cancer before curing cancer became something that became essentially illegal. Many of those early escharotics contain bloodroot. The botanical name is Sanguinaria canadensis. And because of that, some of these early iterations, if you will, of escharotics were for called bloodroot paste. And that's created some confusion because we also have a product that's for bloodroot paste, but it's for non-cancerous warts and moles. There's a differentiation in our work. In our work, our bloodroot paste, the primarily medicinal, and of course is the Sanguinaria canadensis, but it's very effective in removing warts and moles that are non-cancerous. And I'll give you an example. My wife had on her right elbow, she had a very large wart. She tried Compound W and a number of things. Nothing would get rid of it. Of course, these things have a viral etiology. So she used the bloodroot paste. It wasn't easy. It took about 2 weeks to get rid of it. She had to apply it at least once a day, and she put a Band-Aid over it, and it took about 2 weeks, but the wart's completely gone now. It was a very large, ugly wart, and it had been there for years. Okay, so how does it differ in terms of content? Well, it tends to be lower in zinc chloride, and it doesn't contain any of the chaparral or other herbal components that you see us use in our salves. Of course, all our ingredient statements are all online. It uses primarily bloodroot, but that's its primary function because it does a very good job of that. Whereas the other, which contains both chaparral and bloodroot, is used for skin cancer. It's been used to treat skin cancers for well over a generation. So at least from us as an online source, for hundreds of years, if you really go into the history of it, which I do in my current book, Black Salve, which I encourage people to read if they really want to know something about escharotics, how they work and how to properly use them.